Welcome to this week's audio reflection. This reflection is meant to supplement this week's sermon, as well as both our Bible study and sermon response guides. The practice of slowing down to listen can enhance our ability to engage with God's word, God's voice, and God's presence. So throughout this week's reading, we will provide some prompts for reflection, as well as times without any spoken word, to simply allow God to bring further insight and revelation. Let's start with Paul's words of greeting and blessing at the beginning of his letter to the Ephesians.
May God, our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, give you grace and peace.
This next section is full of what we would call spiritual blessings. So let's pray. God, I'm listening. Would you help me to hear and receive your blessings?
All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding.
God, you know what I need to hear. As I pause, would you draw my attention towards your voice of truth?
God has now revealed to us his mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan.
I now pause to meditate on the mystery, authority, and unity in Christ. The end of this chapter is a prayer. As it is read, you can both receive it for yourself and also offer it for someone else.
Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself.
God, would you flood our hearts with your light and fill us with yourself? As we go about our day, may we radiate this light to others. May we be your tangible peace, presence, and power to those around us.